Our next guest is one of the leading figures in the world of dance and the arts. Bill T. Jones is the artistic director of New York Live Arts and the director, co-founder of the Bill T. Jones Arnie Zane Dance Company. In 2013, he was awarded a National Medal of Arts. In 1994, a MacArthur Genius Award.
Well, he's back in Wisconsin this month, working with UW dance students and performing at the Memorial Union Shannon Hall in Madison on Saturday night. Bill, welcome to Central Time.
Great to be here.
Well, I know we had a little bit of a mix-up of time. We wanted you here so badly in the studio, but thank you for joining us where you are.
Yes, it's fine. It's fine. A little cold, but we're...
Oh, no. Well, I hope you find some shelter. Well, you know, it's been 9 years since you've performed in Madison. What brings you back this time?
Well, we go. We're invited. So, obviously, the scheduling and the persons that be decided that it was time for us to come back, and we're with a wonderful music-driven program.
Now, the first time I saw your company, I was in college. It was a long time ago, and it's still seared into my mind. It was a performance I'm never going to forget. I remember it clearly. And at the time, I thought that I was someone who didn't understand dance. I didn't feel like that afterwards. What would you say to someone who might feel similarly, that there's someone who doesn't understand dance and what might happen if they go to see a performance?
Well, if they come to see the performance here... In Madison tomorrow night. It is a very, very accessible program because the music is so interesting and so beautiful. The first piece is done to a Mozart Andante, which is, it has its own kind of a rhythm, and the dancers, the energy coursing through their body, the lighting, the costumes, there's something very quirky but very, very danceable about it. It comes from an improvisation I did when I was working the Leonard Ballet, and I want to make an American sort of movement to Mozart. So I dance with it as I would have as a small boy in front of the jukebox in my migrant labor family's home. And the results, you can see it in the hips and in the arms of the dancers. It's a lot of fun, and it's very, very beautiful. The second piece is a crazy piece called Continuous Replay that is just like its name. It's about the ability to play something forward and backwards, made by Arnie Zane, my now deceased co-director, and it's going to be actually a dance with some local dancers, some dancers from the university, I believe, and they are very, very excited, and we're excited to see them blend with my company. And the third piece is a hit from our repertoire called Deep Man in the Waters, made in honor of one of the dancers who was dying of HIV, AIDS, and it was in the pieces, we often quote Jenny Holzer, the word artist, who says, "In a dream, you saw a way to survive, and it was filled with joy." So get ready, because it's about diving and swimming, and it's about beautiful musical phrases. It's loopy. It is. Audiences love it, and rightfully so. We're very, very proud of it.
Now, you mentioned your partner, Arnie Zane. You founded the company together in 1983, and he died of AIDS about 5 years later. And I've read that you used the dances that he performed in, that he choreographed, to inform the younger dancers in the company, to keep his spirit alive and his contribution.
Yes, his works, and we don't have a lot of works, but his works were really distinctive in its time. He was a photographer. He was a person that came to dance quite late. He was expert in karate. So the works have this kind of, at once, kind of a pictorial picture-making and a beautiful percussive clarity of gesture that comes with a mathematical mind, but something very hard to define. I can only say poetic. Yes, his works are a way for young dancers to understand what this company is about, where we have been, and where we're going.
Uh-oh. You're not catching a cold out there.
Well, this is the end of a cold.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, you mentioned, I've read that you were an athlete before, and you said there's a lot of athleticism in your dances.
Yes,
and you were a runner, right, before you took up dance?
Yes, I was a runner. And as a dancer, I've been retired now over 10 years. But as a dancer, I was also very interested in real displays of energy. I was a big jumper. I loved to roll. Arnie and I developed this style of dancing that was informed by contact improvisation, where we would actually yank each other around. Very much jiu-jitsu inspired. Very much about leverage, so a small person could lift a big person. Those qualities, those athletic qualities, are very much in the choreography today.
Well, you've gotten into storytelling lately. You've got a new book out. It's called Storytime, The Life of an Idea. And it's, among other things, it's a collection of one-minute stories, an homage to the modernist composer John Cage. What do you think your dance and your work owes to John Cage?
Well, you know, from the very first time I started making work, in some ways, I was responding to my African-American mother and father, who were mesmerizing storytellers. And my father was always telling the kind of funny, some macabre story. My mother's stories were often cautionary, but very, very moving. So when I started doing contemporary dance, I had the idea, and not an original idea, but if I danced abstractly and I spoke, the audience, because the human mind is that way, would make connections in ways that I couldn't have foreseen. So the results would be greater than the sum of its parts. That philosophy still informs my ideas about storytelling. No, we don't do pantomime, or we do very, very little pantomime. But the stories are clear, and the audience, they're watching this ever-shifting field of relationships, and they begin to unconsciously connect what they're hearing to what they're seeing. I think that's wonderful. They can own it, and they can also express things that, through the tracking of this choreography, in ways that they would never be able to express in conversation. At least that's my impression of it. I stand by storytelling, but storytelling that is freed from a purely narrative purpose.
Right, and you've done a performance where there's a kind of random generator, right, where the stories come up in random order.
Well, that's definitely taken from Don Cage's famous indeterminacy. You know, this was one of the most radical ideas coming out of the mid-20th century, informed by the fact that the universe has an amazing unity to it. What looks like chaos to us, if viewed from the right point of view and long enough, you see pattern. He was tapping into that through his work in Zen Buddhism and Vedic philosophy. He was in some ways also having a big fight with German Romanticism, which teaches theme, variation, development, the ultimate, and inevitable climax. He felt that all of those things were like a straitjacket, that it was very, very predictable. He wanted to help artists have tools to push past their comfort level. Hopefully, our dear audience comes with us. But that's a whole other question. He was a real hard nose. He was a wonderful man, but he really was first and foremost a fierce fighter for the new frontier. I am someone, I would probably be his grandchild, but I'm someone very influenced by his ideas, but there's a difference. I'm a black man who came of age in the 60s, the civil rights struggle. I am a black man who's trying to understand what power is and what the meaning of storytelling and meaning of my black body on stage. So John Cage, in some ways, was free of that, but he's given me a tool to get past my own seriousness and actually to at once be who I am, but talk about the possibilities in you viewing what I do. So John Cage is sort of my father, if not my grandfather. It's a kind of Freudian relationship. I have my dukes up a lot. You know, you want to punch your dad out? Well, a lot of us, we want to fight with our father, but we love them because they paved the way for us.
And
that's how I feel about John Cage.
You've met him, right?
Oh, yes, I knew him. I knew him. I didn't know him deeply, but I went to dinner with him a couple of times, and he came to my show at least once.
Well, you are 62 years old now, I've read, and at one point in your book you
say... Don't tell anybody.
Sorry, it's out there. And at one point in your book, I think you say you're looking at some vintage clothes and someone holds up an old shirt and you say, yeah, I'm not really into nostalgia, but now that you have such an incredible career behind you, a lot of career ahead of you, but still a lot to be proud of in the rearview mirror, how do you think about the past and incorporate it as an artist?
How do I think about the past? This is quite a philosophical discussion for such an interview. Well, the past is almost the way, how do I feel about the sound of my mother's voice or of my father's hand? How do I feel about the music that informed me? How do I feel about people who died before I was even born? I can sometimes feel their presence in the way I walk, in my taste, in my anger. I have respect for the past, but I have a wary eye on it. I don't live in the past. I'm trying to live in this moment, something John Cage was very much about, something art is about. So when you see that piece on stage tomorrow night, the very first piece, Spent Days Out Yonder, in those first movements, try to imagine Bill T. Jones almost 15 years ago working in a studio alone and improvising and hearing the Mozart music for the first time and his body responding. The past and the future are all one at that moment. And then they have another meaning, which is the now, which will happen in your theater tomorrow night. That's my belief. In some ways, that's my religion, my creed about art. We are all aware of the past, and it's oftentimes an obscene spectacle. But it's also a place where wonderful things happen. Witness the civil rights struggle. Witness the victories of your own personal making.
And I wish we could keep going, but we're out of time. Bill, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And please, everyone, come on down and have a good time.
That was Bill T. Jones, artistic director, choreographer, and dancer, co-founder of the Bill T. Jones Arnie Zane Dance Company.